miss any of the show? You can get Sheeman and Shepard all the time with Sheeman and Shepard On Demand. Available on 99.3ESPN.com and iTunes. This is Sheeman and Shepard.
Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Because I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
It's also the first rap song with a chorus.
Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN.
Breaks on a bus, breaks on a car, breaks to make you a superstar, breaks to win. And
never heard this.
It's all the breaks.
Break it up, break it up, break it up.
I don't know if I've heard it either, to be honest with you.
Oh, God, this is so popular. 1980. Junior high for me, 13. Good roller skating song back then.
Roller skating?
Yeah, yeah.
Did you roller skate without getting injured?
No, I played hockey, so I was like a stud. I was one of the few that could
hockey's on ice.
Roller skate and skate. So it
roller skate
helped. It was great.
Blades.
Awesome.
Did you miss the puck like Marchand did last night for the
Brian Marchand?
Oh, real hockey? Yeah, many times. Oh, God, yeah.
All right.
Are you kidding? I could hit like a truck and skate reasonably well, particularly backwards.
And skate like a truck.
I was as pathetic a stick handler as you could get. Every goal I scored, I played for like 12, 13 years.
Did you kick them in?
I don't think I scored a goal my first 7 years. I didn't. I hit the post so many times, or I'd whiff on a shot.
You were just a goon.
No. I was a good hip. I didn't cheap shot anybody. I got cheap. My mom came to one game. I got butt ended in the stomach when I was like 8.
Butt ended?
The stick.
Assuming when like, they take the butt
spear,
into the stick
butt
and
the stick,
jab you.
I picture something else when you said butt ended.
No, and you're because you're that's just, how you are.
Okay,
and. But in hockey, your chest pads come down to about halfway down, and there's a lot of exposure between where the pants are, where there's padding on the top, and it got me right in the soft spot, and I puked blood.
Puked blood?
For a second.
Wow.
Yeah.
Lovely visual. I'm Craig Sheeman with
Pete
Shepard.
My mom never came back. Never came back to watch
Chris on the other side of the glass. We're rolling into the 4 o'clock hour. Lots to do here. I have an NFL list for us later on. I want to get into the Kevin Stefanski press conference. We'll fast forward to the interesting stuff. Remember, the rumor was that Haslam, the owner of the Browns, wanted a game plan submitted to him by Friday each and every week. Josh McDaniels allegedly told him to pound sand and didn't take the job Friday. We don't know if that's true or not. It's addressed in a couple of questions over about a two-minute period, so we'll get to the good stuff on all of that. And also, we've got Wikipedia, get all your features mixed up. Coming up at 4:45, where it'll be this past season, college football trivia.
Nice.
That we just concluded with a national championship by LSU.
Some individuals, some team stuff.
Cool. OJ just tweeted out again about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, really?
Good for him.
We'll make sure and play that before the hour is up as well. So we got a lot to do. 239-337-ESPN is the phone number. 239-337-3776. Also, our Stony Brook Golf Club text line. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at CraigESPN. Follow Pete Shepard at PSHEP326. And download our app. It's for free. Also, check out our website, 993ESPN.com. The Sheeman and Shepard cash grab is underway right now. The word is media. M-E-D-I-A. Craig, Pete, and Chris work in the media. Text it in to 45911. That's 45911. And you'll be registered to win $1,000, perhaps.
Who comes up with the words? Right? It's national that comes up with it. Right?
Yeah.
We got nothing to do with it.
Random.
Our company has nothing to do with it. It's just,
we could put in for our own custom
Can
words.
Can you please put one in for Georgia? Or Bulldogs?
Yes.
Please.
Five. F-I-V-E. Five.
No, Georgia. F-I-V-E.
Four. F-O-U-R. Four.
Ricked. R-I-C-H-T. Ricked.
He's retired.
I know. They need him to come back.
Why?
Same as.
Stop
synonymous
it.
Synonymous with Kirby. K-I-R-B-Y. Kirby.
You're just a mess.
Time now for a SportsCenter rundown. Here's Chris.
News coming out of the NFL. Chargers tight end Antonio Gates has officially retired.
How about that?
I thought it was newsworthy that he was still actually playing. Hey-o! Florida Gators, they're on 99.3 ESPN tonight at 6:30. They host Ole Miss. Some other college basketball doubleheader on ESPN at 7 has number 3 Duke hosting Clemson, followed by 6th-ranked Kansas taking on Oklahoma. Over on FS1, college basketball doubleheader as well. Number 21, Ohio State hosts Nebraska, followed by 14th-ranked Nova hosting DePaul, who's actually pretty good this year.
All right. Country Sucks has texted in the picture I was talking about earlier of Joe Burrow sitting there in his number 9 jersey with his legs crossed on a leather couch behind the scenes in the bowels of the stadium, smoking a cigar, victory cigar after the game last night. It's like one of the greatest sports pictures of all time.
It's a good one.
I love it. I absolutely love it.
Do you know what his hat says?
Yeah.
No, I don't. What did it say?
You can't. I don't think you can say it.
I can't say it on air.
Can you paraphrase?
It's Big Richard. Something Joe.
Big Richard Joe.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's all the hat says.
I'm sure his mom was proud of him wearing that last night.
Well, he wasn't wearing it. It was in his lap. He took it off for the picture. But yeah. You just want a natty. Wear that hat.
Do whatever you want.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty good.
You wear that hat. Joe.
All right. LSU, are they the greatest ever? That's one of our Twin Peaks Twitter poll questions today.
Yeah, I can update that now if you want. And again, what's the greatest college football team you've ever seen? This year's LSU's Tigers, 2001 Miami Hurricanes, 1995 Nebraska Cornhuskers, or other. And over 100 votes right now. Miami Hurricanes still on top at 51.5% from 2001. This year's LSU at 34%. 8.2% for Nebraska, 94, and other 6.2%. And it's so, you know, it's so hard, as we say all the time in sports, to compare any sport with eras because it's nearly impossible. The game changes so much.
Yes.
But
I'm seeing pictures of Odell Beckham Jr. handing out cash to
his. It was fake money, by the way.
It is fake money. It was fake money. Oh, it was?
Yeah, it was fake money.
I was going to say, that looked like about a G.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
$100 handshakes, all that good stuff. All right, so earlier today, the Cleveland Browns officially introduced Kevin Stefanski, the former offensive coordinator with the Vikings, as their new head coach. We thought on Friday it might be Josh McDaniels. He flew there with his wife for the interview. That did not happen. Stefanski was named the head coach, was it yesterday or 2 days ago? Anyway, today he finally had his first press conference. And one of the rumors was that maybe the owners wanted game plans submitted to them because they're going all analytics now.
Yeah,
that's the whole deal. And they want a game plan submitted to them by Friday, which any respectful, self-respecting coach would say, pound sand, I'm not doing that. I got other things to do on Friday, getting ready for a game on the weekend. Anyway, it was one of the things that was addressed a couple of times in the press conference today. We're going to fast forward all the pleasantries early on.
He was very good. You know, he was a little different than anybody else we've seen. I thought he was quite confident.
Steady, low-keyed, and
good. His wife Michelle was there, his kids, Will and Gabe, and his daughter Juliet. And he talked about that, you know, moving them was tough for the last 48 hours.
I had to promise the kids a dog and a trip to Disney.
Yeah.
I've moved kids before. It's hard. They don't like it.
I'm going to Disney.
When?
Next month.
Yeah.
In March.
Twice?
When are we doing our show from there?
From Disney?
Yeah.
Never.
Why?
That's a thing. Stations in the building have done that before.
Not Disney.
Really?
What Disney doesn't do it. Universal will do it. Busch Gardens will do it.
I consider that Disney.
Yeah,
well, it's not Disney. It's a different entity.
I'm with Pete.
But it's part of this is part of the Magic Kingdom?
No. Yeah.
I think
it's not?
I think you're wrong.
It's not.
It's not a secret tunnel.
There's Disney, there's Epcot, there's Universal. It's all the same thing in Orlando, right?
Universal is nothing to do with Disney. Completely different.
I think you're wrong.
Did I get a little piece?
You guys are kidding me right now, right?
I seriously don't know. I told you, I have not been to Disney World since 1978. I don't know what's part of
Busch Gardens.
Yeah, I know. That's different.
That's different.
Anheuser-Busch.
Yeah.
Right, I've been there.
Yeah, I've been there,
Universal.
Yeah.
Owned by Universal.
Huh. Is it better?
Disney, Universal / Islands of Adventure, I would say, is better for the kid who's 10 to 18.
Where do I see the Star Wars procession?
Yeah. That is at, I call it by the old name. It's not.
But is that in the Magic Kingdom?
It's at Hollywood Studios, which is a Disney property.
Right. Well, how far is Universal from the Star Wars procession, if I want to do that?
Universal's not far, but it's just, it's all in Orlando. No, you can't walk.
They have a monorail?
No.
It's a separate $170 you got to flush down the toilet to go to.
We really doing this? You guys don't know the difference between Disney, Universal, and Busch Gardens?
I thought it was all
connected. Where's Harry Potter? Where's the Harry Potter
land? That's at it's at Islands of Adventure, which is two parks in the Universal theme park.
How many bleeping parks do they have up there, for gosh sakes?
So there's two owned by Universal. There's Universal Studios, and then there's Islands of Adventure.
Yeah. Did I lease the land from Disney? No, I'm serious.
Can you get a sublet?
No!
I just think you're wrong. No. I haven't been there. I have not. I'm the only one that has.
I will tell you right now, you would like Universal.
I know.
You would like Universal and Island.
Tells me that.
You would like it. They serve beer.
I have no doubt.
It's a great time.
I have no doubt.
Now, Hollywood Studios, that's the Disney. That's where Star Wars is. That's where Toy Story Land is and all that.
I'm not waiting in line for a ride, but the procession, you don't have to wait. Do it every day, like the changing of the guard in England,
that's right?
We had an extra day off during Christmas break where we didn't have anything scheduled. My wife wanted us all to go up to either Disney or Universal.
For the day?
I put my foot down and said, I'm not doing it.
Why not?
For the day?
Yeah.
That's tough. The drive back
go
is tough.
There, spend
3 hours
hundreds
up.
Of dollars during Christmas peak when all the tourists are down, stand in line for 12 hours all day to go on two rides after losing, $700, and then driving back. I said, no, I'm not doing it. That doesn't sound like fun for anybody. It is not the happiest place on earth.
No, not fun for anybody. Not fun for you. I'm not going to let my kids have a great time and make a memory with their old mom and pops because I don't want to drive a grand total of 6 hours.
It is not the happiest place. I told Jim Gaffigan has a great bit about it.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. Speaking of, I was at an outlet mall last week, saw one of the guys spraying perfume. Actually spray somebody walking by.
At the hut. At the kiosk.
Yes. Anyway.
Are you allowed to punch a person that does that?
I don't like that's assault.
Self-defense.
I had a bag
Is he assaulting me?
I had a bag of jeans that would have been... It was heavy enough. It had two pairs of jeans in there.
You knocked that little glass pump bottle out of his hand?
Levi Strauss as well.
Yeah.
Went quality this time.
Wow.
I mean... those kiosk people are out of control.
I saw it and I was like, wow, good for that guy. I did actually. I started laughing as I walked away.
They chase you down. They run down. Sir, would you like to, we have this great hand cleanser for your wife. Get away from me.
Let's see here. Boston Pop says Sandwich Bet Craig is wrong. Universal and Disney are two separate things.
Yes.
Troll number two says, straighten these two fools out.
Oh, no, I believe Chris. I haven't been, on quote unquote, on campus, so to speak. So I don't know. I thought they were all relatively close to each other. So if I want to go to Disney and then go to Universal, I got to get back in my car and pay more money to park?
Yes. Just as much money.
Don't they have shuttles?
Forget about parking.
No,
forget about parking. You got to pay to get back in the park.
Universal has nothing to do with Disney.
Okay, but how far is it? 5 minutes? 10 minutes?
No. Like, once you're on Disney property, it's 5-10 minutes to get off of Disney property.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're talking probably a 20-minute drive. Yeah. I mean, it's all right there in Orlando. I guess technically
Disney's
in Kissimmee. But
Roasting Marshmallow says, Craig and Pete are killing me right now. 239 says, good God, I've never heard Craig and Pete sound so ridiculous. Are they serious?
I didn't say they want to go.
There's a difference?
No, I didn't. I know there's a difference.
Don't
I wasn't
you guys
sure.
technically work for Disney? No, the ESPN
we all do.
Brand is.
Not
but
really.
No,
we
not
pay
really.
To have the four letters.
Yeah, exactly. 239 says, Chris, don't forget about the water parks that are there as well. There are other things up there.
So Splash Mountain is Disney World or Universal
or Disney.
Epcot?
That's Disney.
Epcot
is part of Disney.
Yeah,
yes.
Epcot is actually in Disney World, so I wouldn't have to walk anywhere. I wouldn't have to drive out to go to Epcot.
I went to Epcot 30 years ago. It was the most boring place on earth.
No, they've really stepped it up. I just went last year.
Really?
It's quality, yeah.
Stammer Time says
I really do want to go.
Stammer Time says Disney is a nightmare in December. I agree. I save my family from hell.
What's
yeah,
worse than February?
I've done that once.
February vacation's worse, right? February and April vacation.
No. December's
March,
about as bad as it gets. Because they've got everything decorated for the holidays and it's just it's a whole thing. I'm not lying to you guys. I left Disney on New Year's Eve. This was probably 4 years ago, 3 years ago. My kid was just born. We were leaving Disney property. There was a line of cars at 8 a.m. backed up for 2.5 miles trying to get into the parking lot.
That's every year. I saw it on the news this year.
I couldn't
Craziness.
Take that.
Why would you do that?
I don't know.
I can't take that. I would turn around. Just for that, you said for Disney World parking lot, you think it was that way for Universal too? And the other thing?
I don't know.
I couldn't do it. I can't sit in the parking lot for 2 hours line waiting to get into
you wait
a parking
line
lot.
In the parking lot for 2 hours. Then you get in the park after getting hosed for $200, and then you go stand in line again inside the park with the sun beating down on you on the cement, kids crying all over the place, cotton candy all over the ground. Oh, who wants that?
It's a happy place.
It is a happy place, guys.
No, it's not. It's purgatory.
Have you been to City Walk? The former Downtown Disney?
Where's that?
My wife and daughter have
it. It's right there on Disney property. Great restaurants, cool little bars set up, really nice shopping all over the place.
Isn't that where the kid got eaten by the alligator like 3 years ago?
No, that was at the Grand Floridian, the most expensive place to stay on Disney property.
1978, when I was 11, which my dad surprised us on February vacation, and it was fantastic. I had a great time. But the only time I've been to Orlando, besides changing planes or something like that, is when I drove down here 3 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
You got over on 4.
Yeah. And I wasn't stopping on the way down to my new, you know, to stop at Disney World. Mm. I will say, though, it was kind of magical because it was pouring for like 2 hours.
Yeah.
Until we came where you could see Disney World and it
cleared up. How about that?
And not only did it clear up, like on cue, a rainbow came out. And I was with my buddy Ron. I go, I don't even believe this.
Oh, Disney Springs. Sorry. What did I call it? Disney Walk, whatever it is. Good spot.
All right.
Good spot.
Well, this conversation actually somehow happened during my setup of our Kevin Stefanski press conference. I don't know what happened.
Because he's taking the kids to Disney World, so he thinks.
Oh, that's right. Oh. See, it all comes full circle. All right, do we have time to play this?
Yeah, so he was talking about you know, the analytics, and we get through all this. And I can't remember. The question may come up. Somebody actually asked him about did he have to hand the report in. I don't know if that's in this segment. It might have been before.
I think it's three questions later.
Okay.
But I want to play about a two-minute snippet here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go. All right.
The offensive side of the ball. Last year in Minnesota, we hired two African-American quality control coaches on the offensive side of the ball because it's important to develop young coaches in that area, and that's the way that I can affect that change.
Kevin, Pat McManaman with The Athletic. To follow up on the analytics question, can you talk a little bit more specifically about how that can help with game day and also personnel decisions? Yeah. And I may as well be the one to ask, is it true that you are required to have a Friday meeting with analytics crew and present your game plan?
It's not true. I like that report. That was a good one. And it's silly season for that type of stuff. I understand that. But to me, analytics, I can't say it enough. It's a tool. It's a tool that helps. How does it help on game day? Well, I would meet with some of our people with the Vikings, and they'd help me understand as we go into this ball game, down and distance-wise, field position-wise, where a defense coordinator may be more apt to blitz. So really, it's something as a play caller was formulating a plan of attack, you start to take in information, and that really was helpful. And I can tell you certain decisions that you make, whether it be for protection or when to run certain plays, you have that in mind, and you have some information that was able to be gathered by that compiling that data. So I just think it's another tool when it comes to play calling and personnel. Again, something that the Vikings did, something that I know the Browns do, is it just provides more information. We have so much of this information. We have years of it, so let's use it to our advantage.
Couple more.
Kevin, Terry Pluto from the Playing Dealer over here. I was just thinking about Baker Mayfield. You talked about him. He's already had three head coaches, mm-hmm. three in 2 years. You know, mm-hmm. so you're going to be taking over that. And a lot of other guys have been through this whole, here comes a new coach. Here comes a new coach or a new coordinator with a new system. How do you really handle with these guys? In some ways, their brains are almost like scrambled eggs from all the changes and things that have gone on.
They're a resilient group, and I think when we get in front of those players and we start outlining our structure and how we're going to do things, I have no doubt a player like Baker, you mentioned, all of our players, they'll understand that my job is to make them better football players. Our coach's job is to develop them as football players. And once they start to hear that message and understand that message, I truly believe they'll understand what we're getting ready to build here. Baker, as you pointed out, the kid is talented, and I'm excited to get to work with him. I'm excited for our coaches to get to work with him. But the operative word there is work. So we're going to get him back in the building when it's time, and we're going to start to put a plan together.
Interviewing, what were maybe some of the hardest questions they asked you?
You know, honestly, in that interview process, so much of it is them getting to know me getting to know them. And it's really, you're asking questions on both sides. And I think at the end of the day, I think the fit was there, certainly with what Jimmy and Dee, as they put this thing together, their vision for what this football team is going to look like is a shared vision with me. I understand what they want this team to look like, and it's going to be a team that our fans are proud of. But again, I don't want to sit up here and tell you chapter and verse what we're going to do. We just have to be—we got to be about the work, and then worry about that when September comes around.
All right, that is Kevin Stefanski, the new head coach of the Cleveland Browns earlier today.
I think impressive and so different from Mike McCarthy and Joe Judge. Right? I mean, very different personality.
Kind of low-key,
organized,
even keeled.
Low-key. Yep, even keeled, sort of. Not a lot of coaching buzzwords, so to speak.
No, you had a lot of buzzwords from the media. Joe Judge.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mike McCarthy was very stoic, I thought. The way he, you know, changed man, all this stuff.
He's
changed
just trying to
coach.
Get through it.
No, I know. I got that. You had Matt Rhule, who was in awe of any player he walked by.
Yeah.
Julius Peppers.
Have you autographed Julius?
And Ron Rivera's. Did we play any of Ron Rivera's on the show?
He got hired so fast we didn't even know.
I don't think we did. I don't think we did.
Yeah. All right. All right. Coming up. I have an NFL list for you that'll be fun. It'll help us go back in time a little bit. And you said there's a new Orenthal James Simpson?
There is, talking about, boy, we're really getting killed on the text line for, what can I tell you? I thought they were all connected in some way. Not that they were right next door to each other, but I thought they were all
sort of connected. That was all one big conglomerate ripoff.
There are a handful of parks that are under the Disney umbrella. Mm-hmm. Universal, Islands of Adventure, not one of them.
I'm with Pete.
SeaWorld, not one of them.
Shamu's not there anymore. They don't do the killer whales anymore.
No, yes, yeah.
Yeah, they do.
I thought they eliminated those.
No, they're changing up the orca show.
They weren't allowed to have orcas anymore.
What I read last month was that they're just changing the show to reflect the killer whale the orca in its natural state its role in the ecosystem or something like that.
Oh, good God.
Not as many tricks, more learning.
Free Willy. How about that?
It's on Disney Plus.
Yes, it is.
I can watch it. You can't.
My daughter texted me last night at like midnight. Hey, Dad, just curious. Do we have Disney Plus? No.
We will never have Disney Plus.
Well, forking over $6.95 a month for that ripoff.
$5.99.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Fine.
I think she should get it.
I don't want it.
Well, she can get it on her phone if she wants.
Okay, well, she can pay for it if she
wants. Charge your credit card that it's hooked up to.
Yeah, she's crafty that way. All right, OJ and our NFL list coming up next, and Wikipedia later on before the hour is up. Sheeman and Shepard, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
One of them thinks cooking is cool. The other thinks white tube socks are. This is Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app on a Tuesday. I'm Craig Sheeman. He's Pete Shepard. Chris on the other side of the glass. And we are rolling on another big hour here, the 4 o'clock hour as usual. I'll have a list for us. We'll have O.J. Simpson coming up in a moment. We've got Wikipedia. Today's trivia will be the recently concluded college football season.
Sweet.
And then our big 5 o'clock hour. And still another chance to win $1,000 in the Sheeman and Shepard cash grab before we leave the airways. All right, so I have a little bit of a list here. It's NFL related. I'll set it up first before I cue the music. You may be interested to know that the AFC Championship this weekend will be the first time that we have not had Brady, Peyton, or Ben in 17 years.
Yeah,
wow.
17 years, one of those guys hasn't been a quarterback in the AFC Championship. So I thought I'd run down the list over the last 17. Is this fun to look at who these guys were playing against?
Oh, I love it.
We'll go down memory lane a little bit. Yeah. So if we can cue the band, I'm ready to go.
And now, a list.
Back in 2002, when this list started, Tom Brady, obviously with the Patriots, went against Tommy Maddox. In 2003, it was Rich Gannon versus Steve McNair. Well, wait a minute.
This list is already
screwed up here.
Hang on. What's this?
The list was, this is the first time that Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, and Ben Roethlisberger have been absent from the AFC Championship for the first time in 17 years. Oh, maybe I went back too far. Maybe that was it. All right.
Well, 2002, the Patriots didn't make the playoffs. They finished 9-7.
Well, 2002, January.
Oh, okay. When they won this.
Maybe about 2001 season.
2001 season, technically that's...
Well, right, technically this is wrong because 2003 has Rich Gannon and Steve McNair. So obviously this would have to start with... This list is wrong that they put out.
It started, do we have another music for the wrong list?
Wrong list. Wrong, sir. Good day, sir. We pick it back up in 2004. It was Brady versus Manning. In 2005, Brady versus Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. In 2006, Roethlisberger versus Jake Plummer. In 2007,
Jake the Snake.
Manning versus Brady again. In 2008, Brady versus Philip Rivers, the closest he ever got to a Super Bowl.
Played tough. He played with a busted leg that day. And that's when
LT quit.
Thomas quit after the first play.
2009, Ben Roethlisberger versus Joe Flacco.
Joe Flacco.
2010, Peyton Manning versus Mark Sanchez. That's Remember, that's when sucked. Sexy Rexy had the Jets red hot.
He likes feet.
Sucked. Just Algie Crumpler dropped a pass. That 2010 team, well, offensively, was almost as good as the 07 team. They weren't undefeated.
2011, Big Ben versus Mark Sanchez again, back-to-back.
Ridiculous.
Back-to-back.
2012.
Back-to-back losses, too.
Tom Brady versus Joe Flacco again. 2013, Joe Flacco versus Tom Brady.
When?
They back-to-back years. They just switched who had the home team. Let's see here. 2014, we had Brady and Manning again the third time. 2015, it was Brady versus Andrew Luck, the new Peyton Manning.
Retired.
2016, Peyton Manning. This would be with the Broncos now versus Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. 2017, Brady versus Ben Roethlisberger. 2018, Brady versus Jaguars.
Jaguars.
Blake Bortles.
Who's the worst name on this list?
Mark Sanchez or Blake Bortles?
Or Jake Plummer?
2019, Tom Brady versus Patrick Mahomes. And this year, it's Patrick Mahomes versus Ryan Tannehill.
Mm.
There you go. Fun list.
So the last non-Brady, Manning, Roethlisberger AFC Championship game was 04? Is that what you said?
No,
02.
03 was Rich Gannon and Steve McNair.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
That's the last time.
Mm.
How about that?
Yeah. How about that?
All right, I am told we
no
have
no Dolphins on that list, which was surprising.
No. Yeah, well, not that surprising. I'm told we have a brand new tweet from one O.J. Simpson. Do we know the circumstance? It's about Aaron Rodgers, you say.
Yes, it is.
Who was on with Levitard today?
Rodgers!
This is finally going to be payback for Aaron Rodgers. He had a stupid, silly one last night, right after, like, it was like 15 seconds. We're not even playing it because it was so dumb. Where he said,
it's a low threshold for us.
Take Cincinnati off the list. Joe Burrow. It was really childish. So this probably is. All right, here's OJ talking
murderer.
About Aaron Rodgers.
All right, here we go.
Hey, Twitter world. Yours truly. Couple of subjects.
Great.
It's official. Joe Burrow will be quarterback in Cincinnati.
No way
they're going to pass on him, especially with him being an Ohio boy. The question is, will Mike Brown pay the players put around him to help him excel? One question is, A.J. Green, is he going to be healthy? And if he's healthy, will they pay him? One thing I do believe is that Andy Dalton may be the next Ryan Tannehill. Wherever he goes, this guy has been a winner.
Is that a good thing?
He has skills.
He's sure
a veteran, and I expect him to excel wherever they let him go.
Chicago.
Yesterday, I was going to play golf, and I'm listening to a sports radio station.
Hey, Sheeman and Shepard.
The announcer was a guy who does NFL games, and he was talking about Tony Romo and a big contract, I guess, ESPN. And he pointed out how many more viewers might be going over there because of Tony doing the game. Tony is excellent, but it's bull. Nobody watches football games because of the announcers.
Facts. You're wrong.
Mr. T could be announcing the 49ers against Kansas City, and you're going to watch. And in most sports bars you go to, you can't even hear the announcers. They certainly make it more enjoyable. Collinsworth, Aikman, they're nice to listen to. Much better than this one guy who talks like he's on the radio, and he talks to everybody as if they're foreigners who know.
Whoa.
No, hang on.
What happened?
It's
really buffering? Nothing yeah. about football. Gets a little irritating. Who? 49ers are going against Green Bay this week, and I'm like a 49er fan. Grew up following them and finished my career with them. Aaron Rodgers would like nothing better than to knock the 49ers off. He's still pissed
Brett
that when
Musburger
he came out of Cal,
games. I bet
they
Brett
took Alex Smith instead of him. I love you, Aaron Rodgers, but I don't want to see you beat my 49ers. Go Niners! I'm just saying. Take care.
OJ played for the 49ers the last year of his contract. He played 1 year.
Really?
Well, that's the only, and the sad part is the only remembrance I have of him is I didn't get to see a lot of Buffalo Bills games where it televised where I was a lot in the 70s. And I remember the team he was, the team he was on with San Francisco was terrible.
They were 2-14.
He had nothing to do with them.
They tied the Lions. They were both 2-14.
I think they beat the Patriots.
The Lions were able to draft Billy Sims coming off of that next year because of the 2-14. But he has referred to the 49ers as been his favorite childhood team. That was his favorite team to root for in the last year of his career.
California
wanted,
kid, right?
Wanted to go
yeah,
play for
yeah.
Yeah, Southern yeah. Cal, but yeah, so be it.
Well, that's where he played.
Right, right. Yeah. No, I think he was from the Los Angeles area.
I don't know that.
But he was a 49ers fan and then played for the Bills.
Yeah, I disagree. I've turned Monday Night Football games off because I can't listen to Booger and Jason Witten more so.
I never have. I've just endured it. Because and if they're bad and they make mistakes, then I make a note of it to rip them on the radio the next day because that's kind of what I do.
Right. He was born in San Francisco, OJ.
I stand corrected. Is that, where he, is that where he grew up?
I told you.
Well, he was born there.
I know. But
no, I think he moved out of there when he was 6 and a half.
Are you just making that up?
Yes.
Totally made that up.
Right on the fly.
Fake news right there.
Born and raised in San Francisco.
Okay. I doubly stand corrected. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, 8% of the time, might be incorrect.
His maternal grandparents are from Louisiana.
You've been wrong from San Francisco to Georgia today.
It doesn't. No, that's 3,000 miles. All right, 2,800 miles worth of false information. Spanning how many states? 30?
Want to get anything wrong about Key West? We can just go coast to coast. Nope. It's too early to break.
Cuba, 90 miles.
He looked at the clock.
I hate both of you. And I'm on no sleep after doing first and last this morning. And
I get to sleep in tomorrow.
I have no patience.
His last year with the 49ers, because that was the year. It actually was 2 years. It was 78, 79. So he started.
Wrong again.
He started wrong again. I remember the 79 teams. I remember the Patriots lost to them. And I remember, I think he scored against it. Steve DeBerg, I think, was quarterback in that team. And he started 10 games, rushed for 563 yards in 78, had one touchdown. He had three touchdowns in 79. He still only started 8 games, rushed for 460 yards.
Hmm. Why did he rip on Mr. T? Mr. T could be doing a game.
He could have said Burt Reynolds for all we care. I mean, he's just trying to be the juice.
Yeah.
His final NFL game was on December 16, 79, 31-21 loss to the Falcons. His final play was a 10-yard run on 3rd and 10 for a first down.
Go out on top, juice!
He did, yeah. Not exactly.
Well, left football on top. He was in broadcasting for a hot minute, right?
Yeah,
and
NBC.
A movie star.
Yeah.
And a movie star. He was doing NBC.
That's nonsense.
And he was on Naked Gun 33 and a half with the big afro. Couldn't get through the door. Hilarious back in the day. Hilarious.
And the 49ers went. Yeah, they went 2-14. They beat the Falcons and they beat Tampa Bay.
16 games that year, huh?
23-7. But Tampa Bay went to the playoffs that year, I think, in 79. Did you tell me they lost to the 49ers? Yeah.
Those creamsicle Bucks.
Yeah.
Could do anything.
It could have been a week 17 loss.
Could have done anything.
Just thinking. Spitballing on.
I thought they went to 17 or 16 games in the 80s.
No, 70.
I know that the 1979 Detroit Lions were 2-14.
Yes. And 78 went, I believe. Okay. Might have been 77, actually.
Yeah.
Glad I could give you one, Craig.
Thank you, Chris. That'll bring my average up nicely. appreciate. You know, every day this guy from 305 asks Chris if he has any locks.
Like, well, said, are you going to ride the kid when he's hot? Of course you are.
I know, but we do that an hour from now.
That's fine.
He's itching already.
He's trying to get some action
in a row,
a little early.
An hour early to get your hot pick.
I got to play tonight. Don't you worry.
I got a strong.
Don't you guys worry.
I got a strong layup tonight.
The 78 49er team also went 2-14.
When they start playing 16 games.
I believe 77 or 70. It's 77 or 78 because the 76 they didn't. They were still at 14.
Yeah.
Your Lions beat him last game of the year, 33-14.
Dominated.
Did Ford ever approach him for an endorsement?
For the Ford Bronco?
Yeah.
No.
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 But that, sales went up following that.
The Ford Bronco didn't become a thing until the murder.
That's my point.
They weren't going to go ask him to do an endorsement at that point. Besides, it was going to go straight to the Goldmans.
The one constant.
That's why it didn't happen.
Both two back-to-back 2-14
years. And he
murdered
two people.
No, that's what really happened. Allegedly.
Right.
Not proven in court.
Thank you for
civil court.
Clarifying.
No, it was proven in civil.
Yeah,
not
that's
in,
what I said. Right. In civil court, it was proven.
But the Ford Bronco sales went up following.
It did.
Following that.
It did.
So on December, I told you, in
he did those Hertz commercials.
79, one of the
he
two
did?
Wins.
Yeah, running through the airport with his suitcases.
Oh, it's famous.
He was running and leaping over people.
The Hertz.
Hertz.
When did he do this?
Oh, with...
up until the murders.
Oh, I missed those.
He was a big spokesman. Those were funny commercials, actually.
That's too bad.
He would leap over
He had
everything.
It all. Commercial endorsements, movie star, NBC football analyst.
He was a horrible football analyst, I thought.
Yeah, well, he was the juice.
Yeah.
Juice.
Say whatever you wanted.
Likeable? Likeability factor through the roof?
Oh, way through the roof. America loved O.J. And then...
He hosted Saturday Night Live, too.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, he did.
1984 says he didn't do it. I didn't say he did it.
Really, 1984?
I didn't say he did it.
I did.
Did the glove fit?
No.
No.
It shriveled
it
up.
Did it.
Of course it wasn't going to fit.
He had a plastic.
A plastic bag of glove on his hand. Of course it was. A dumb thing for...
Like a cafeteria lady wears over her hand scooping your food. He had one of those on, and then he tried to put it in an old
it wasn't
leather
fit.
Glove.
You're absolutely wrong. He was swollen the day of the court. That's why it didn't fit on his
hand.
Because
he didn't take his meds on purpose.
Bingo. Yeah.
Brilliant move.
Great defense.
So his team in 78 and 79, both of them went 2-14. The only the one constant is they beat Tampa Bay both years. In 78, they won 6-3. Guess how many people were at that game? December 10th, 1978.
At the old stick?
At Candlestick.
I'm going to say 28,000.
Close. 30,931.
Nailed it practically.
30,931.
We're off. Although, Price is Right style, you did not go over, so you would win.
Thank you for giving me another
Absolutely
one.
Absolutely right.
You've been very generous this hour. Thank you very much.
Pete McCulley was the head coach. Les Steckel was the receivers coach back then.
I remember Les, but not
Pete. Of course.
Pete. All right.
Oh, my God.
All right, a look at the clock, and it is time now for Wikipedia, and today's topic will be the recently concluded college football season trivia. We've got tickets to the World of Beers on hand. You must be 21 to win. Fact.
Years, not months.
21 years old. Thank you for the clarification. The number 239-337.
And no, it's got to be it's the Ballpark Festival of Beers.
Ballpark Festival
the World of
beers.
Beers. The World of Beers is a restaurant.
You know what?
You're wrong again.
You're right.
He did it again.
You need some coffee?
Why don't I just go
you
home?
You need a Mountain Dew?
Can I go home an hour early?
No, because this is enjoyable to me. I love this, to be honest with you.
I just give you my hot pick of the night for the next hour.
Are you sure it won't be for tomorrow's game?
No, no, it's for the end. Well, now you got me double checking.
I've done that before.
All right, so yeah, we got stuff going on. Caller number 9, win some beer tickets. Got to be 21. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. How about that? 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776 is the phone number.
Nailed it.
Wikipedia, Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Think you got what it takes to stump the Shep? Shooter shoot. And here's your shot. It's Wikipedia. Brought to you by Moe's Southwest Grill. Moe's caters tailgate parties, retirement, and office parties. We cater any event. We'll Southwest delivered. Visit Moe's.com/catering or call 239-384-3387. Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, stop the music. I'm a little tired, and I'm a little irritated.
I am, too.
Here's what went down.
Call her out. Call her out.
Caller number nine, Karen, calls in. Caller number nine to play Wikipedia against Pete Shepard. Goes through this whole legal rigmarole that Chris has to go through this spiel that you don't
know
about behind the scenes.
Takes a toll.
Takes several minutes during the commercial break.
Asked her, before I filled out any information, you a big fan of college football? She goes, not really. I said, okay, this will be fun.
Yeah. Yeah. And then at the end, she goes, oh, I have to play a game to win this ballpark festival of beers. Did I get the name right?
Yeah.
And
she said,
and Chris already cut off the phones.
Well, she said, what? I'm not quick on my feet.
I'm not quick
like
on my feet.
The game.
So,
come on, Karen.
You'd be better than that. So if you're 21 and you're caller number one, you could be on because Karen ruined it for herself, but it's available to you.
Up. Chris goes to this big thing, this production of getting it right. So we get time.
Today's topic is in everybody's wheelhouse. It's this past college football season. It's not difficult. 239-337 ESPN. All right, we got a 239er right there. We'll let Chris do his thing.
Hey, who are you?
You're on.
This is Otis.
Otis!
All right!
This is fantastic!
Great, Otis!
All right.
All right, Otis. Southwest. We got to play our music now. Yeah. Hold on. We're going to start over. 239-384-3387.
Welcome to Moe's Catering.
All right, Otis. Here we go. Otis, you know how this works. Three correct answers, and you become the winner. You get to go first. Otis, your first question is, who let the...
Before you go into the question, Craig, I wanted to ask you something.
Why not?
I know you're having quite the day, but, I don't know anybody else that has been wrong from Athens to San Francisco, which is a total mileage of 2,552.5 miles.
Thank you.
That is fantastic.
Thank you. That has been pointed out to me. Thank you very much. All right. Otis, may we proceed?
Yes, sir.
All right.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. Your first question is, who led the country in passing yards this season?
Joe Burrow?
Yes, sir. 5,671 yards. Otis, with a 1-0 lead. Pete Shepard, are you ready for your question? What quarterback led the country in passing yards per game?
Oh, passing yards per game. See that kid? I don't want to overthink this.
Really don't have time for this.
Anthony Gordon, the kid from Washington State.
Holy cow.
Well, we've mentioned his name several times.
We've done it a couple times. I thought you might get
Washington State, Mike Leach, a lot of passing, 398 and a half per game. All right, so we have a 1-1 tie. All right, Otis, who led the country in sacks?
You mean as a team or a...
No, individual.
Individual player.
Chase Young.
Yes. Ohio State. 16 and a half. That is correct. Otis with a 2-1 lead over Pete Shepard. Mm-hmm. Pete.
Yes.
Who finished the season as the country's leading receiver?
Chase.
Lamar Chase, LSU. Yeah. 1,780 yards.
Or that's Jamar Chase.
Jamar Chase, not Lamar Chase.
It's a long day, Craig. It's fine. It's okay. I just wanted to get the right word out there.
I gotta be better than that.
You want me to ask the questions?
Sure.
Why don't you go ahead, Craig.
Otis.
No, it could be
just
more.
Joshing
Otis,
you.
Who finished the season as the country's leading rusher?
Chuba Hubbard?
Yes.
Yes! Wow, that's the win! That's the win! Otis! A 3-2 winner over Pete Shepard. Good job, Otis!
Is it him or that kid Perry from Navy, who should have been in the Heisman finalist, was awesome, too.
Hubbard rushed for over 2,000 yards at Oklahoma State.
Otis, hang on hold for me, okay? I'll hook you up with the tickets, all right?
Okay, 10-4.
All right, thanks, Otis.
Nobody missed a question.
You could always count on
Otis. What else did you have?
No more sound effects. I got to help out Otis.
I got you. You're cool. All right. Of the preseason AP top 10, how many were ranked in the top 10 of the final? Okay, so preseason AP top 10, how many of them were still ranked in the final AP top 10?
Oh, I just saw the final AP top 10 early today. Preseason top 10 as opposed to the final top 10. And I'm going to say three.
It's actually seven.
Is it seven?
It was LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, some school from Georgia, Florida, Oklahoma, and Alabama.
Yeah.
All ranked preseason.
Yeah, and Alabama finished eighth at the end. Yeah, yeah. Because they were 12th last week, but then we jumped up to eight after today, this morning. Yeah.
How many teams were ranked number one by the AP at some point this year?
Oh, Well, we know. Let's see, LSU, Clemson.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about by the bowl, by the AP. You said
by the AP.
Okay, I think Ohio State.
Yes, they were.
Yeah, so that's three.
Mm-hmm.
Alabama.
Yes.
That's four. And we said LSU, Clemson, Ohio State, Alabama.
You can stop right there. That's it.
Okay, that's it. Those four, yeah.
All right, final question. What two teams played in the AAC championship game?
Oh, Memphis.
Yes.
And, this is so easy. I'm missing it. Memphis and, and the coach left to go coach Florida State. Memphis and, that wasn't UCF.
Rawr!
In the interest of time,
Tigers?
I'm a Bearcat.
It was Cincinnati.
Oh, Cincinnati. That's right.
It was Cincinnati.
Yeah, another Skittle bet that we won.
Yeah. Green Falcon texting in. Otis, the answer to every question should be Georgia. Dopey said, somebody get Craig some Ginkgo Bilboa 5 Energy drink. Chicken Salad says you guys need to quit kicking Craig when he's down. I agree with that.
I'm not kicking anyone.
It feels like I'm being kicked.
Oh.
I'm being a little kicked just because my brain short-circuited a little bit. Coming up, the big 5 o'clock hour on a Tuesday. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.